when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Yes, we're here at the Scandic Capital Market Day, and I'm sitting here with the CEO. Please, what's your reflection of today?
Well, I'm very happy because we have today been able to tell the market a bit more crisp how our strategies are and our way forward.
You have a very good result. You have 2 billion Swedish crown in profit, and you sort of the last year that you have been in CEO, the shareholder value has gone up. How does it feel?
No, it feels great, and I think, of course, I'm happy with the result. I think we have done a fantastic all-time high result last year, but I also think that a lot of our focus areas where I have always in my work life been focusing a lot around my team, you know, the team members, how it has to be fun to go to work, you know, and then of course that also hits your customers in a positive way. So I'm very happy to see that we have done quite a lot of things during the last year, and I like to see also now that the guests are very satisfied with that. And of course, if you do that, then you also create some more turnover, and eventually you will also get a better profit.
Okay, I have some different specific questions. Yes. So my first question is, you said that Google is advancing, and how does it affect you? Is it good or bad?
Well, we don't. I think Google is for me, whether it's Google or it's the OTAs or it's.
But there's a big difference between the Google and the OTAs. And as I'm seeing it, Google is sort of taking over the business from the OTAs. Are you seeing this? And how does it reflect?
Well, I don't see it a lot yet. We do have a partnership with the OTAs, which is good. But really, honestly, for us, whether the booking comes from a Google channel or an OTA doesn't have a big difference for us, because we need to pay commissions to anybody. So for us, you can say, of course, I'd rather have all customers booking directly on our webpage. And I'm very happy to see that we have grown that more the last year than the OTA share. So we are actually growing a lot. So customers are using Scandic directly.
Okay, we change subject now. You told that the conference booking is changing, but still it's not really digital. Or tell me about how you book a conference today and how do you want it to be in the future?
No, we have started also to do it digitally. I think right now we have 8 hotels that is up and running. On
8 hotels within 230, it's not so many.
No, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start where, and we need to be sure that the experience from the bookings and from the guest experience, that they like this way, that it functions, that we can handle it in the other end, that we do not book the same room twice, etc., etc. So there's a lot of also, let's say, operation linked to it. And the better this will work, then we will use it on all hotels. But it is not a goal itself to do everything on the web, because when it comes to meeting bookings, customers do have a lot of different requests, and they like to speak to a person that can handle these different demands.
Conference and meetings, I've heard that the market is more stable, it's not growing like leisure and so on. What do you think about the conference? Will it evolve, or will it be like the same as it is today?
I have seen the last, exactly like you say, I've seen the last 4 or 5 years, it is pretty stable. It is really not increasing and it's not decreasing. It seems that all the operators within meeting, they kind of say the same. We have almost the same numbers. So I don't think we will expect a lot of increases. We want to take our larger share. So of course we want to compete with anybody. We think we have an extremely good offer, and we will try to get a larger share with the way we do it.
When you say that you're going to rent a hotel for 20 years, yeah, why don't you buy the place?
Well, it's of course, if we are renting it and we pay, you know, a lease which is per month and then per year and then over this long period, if we were to put all our investment capacity into buying buildings, we would be growing very slowly. So when I joined Scandic, you know, more than 10, 12 years ago nearly, we since then we have more than doubled the size. We had around 127 hotels, I think, and now we have nearly 280, also if you include the pipeline. So we couldn't have done that probably if we also had to spend all the investment into the properties. But of course, and you can also say, is it a bit too late? I don't know, but prices on properties are pretty high right now, and nobody expected really to increase a lot. So it's also about when do you want to step in.
But to me now, I have sort of understood more about real estate. Today, real estate is like, if you do it correctly, it's like you can print your own money. For example, you still pay a lot of money to the real estate owners. How does it feel?
No, it feels good. It feels good because we have a common interest, and they are also incentivized in order to, with this lease model, which is variable leases, to invest in the properties, because they kind of invest in our turnover. So if they want us to increase the turnover, properties should be well. And of course, you can say this about printing your own money. Yeah, there's a lot of rich people coming from this industry the last 10 years, but I'm old enough to have seen also the years, both in the early 2003 and 2002, 2001, etc., where we saw a lot of very rich people losing everything in a very short while. So I think we are. I have to be a trustful investment for the investors, and I think Scandic is extremely lean with our model, and we can at least deliver very, very stable margins and results year on year.
Okay, we change from the rich to the poor and yeah, to the Scandic Go. Would you say that it's a budget concept?
No, I would say it's an economy segment. The difference for me is that we want to create some very, very nice rooms. You know, you would get a very strong bed experience. You know, the bed is the same as you would get at Scandic, high quality of that. But of course, we will remove something, and that's why it becomes a bit more economy. We will remove also in the room the desk, the big fat chair, because then we can even optimize the square meters a bit more. And on the ground floor, we don't necessarily need the ground floor to be at the ground floor. That could be on the top floor. And we also remove some of the areas that the people that wants to go to a city and explore a city maybe do not request, you know, the gym or the meeting rooms or the a la carte restaurant when you have 200 a la carte restaurants.
You did something like this in the same place as you're now doing this Go on Kungsgatan 53, XLM, eller vad det var. What's the difference between this Scandic Go and that old concept that you sort of, it was like very fast up and then it went away?
Yeah, the clear difference is actually two things. You know, this is a clear sub-brand to Scandic, so we call it Scandic Go instead of a separate brand. So everybody knows this is part of the family. That's one thing. Then we use all of the power from the current organization, which is also having, you know, the same sales force, the same backup offices, backup functions, the same financial department. It's the same salary department that pays out the salaries, whether it's one or the other. That we didn't do the last time. So we are extremely focused on using our current organization, but this is more tapping into a new layer of the segment, the economy segment, and it is to also taking out, you know, breakfast in the price, whereas in Scandic you always have the breakfast included. Here you need to decide whether you want the breakfast, and if you want, then you pay for it. So it's another lean offer where you only get to pay kind of for the room, and if you want anything else, you will pay for it.
If you compare with Comfort Nordic Choice budget, will this be cheaper or more expensive?
I haven't really looked at them as one brand. I don't look at a single brand. I look at the industry as a whole, and I look at the potential as a whole. So I don't know really how they price themselves on a Tuesday and on a Sunday, and whether they have high or low occupancy. It's really not what my focus has been on.
Okay, what should I ask that I haven't asked? Something that I missed.
Well, I don't think you have missed anything from listening into the Capital Market Day today. What is important is we do this because we want to create better offers for the guests. We're extremely excited about the new brand because this gives us an opportunity also to tap into not only the growing economy segment, but to be a bit more bold in some of the expressions, you know, and tapping into the young environment, which is vibrant and with a lot of other demands. And I'm looking so much forward to that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.